Hello.
Oh. Hey.
Oh. How are we over there?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Tell us about your last 24 hours.
Oh, not much has happened. Just been existing, mothering, you know, the usual vibes.
I have this app called Bench.
Oh, yes.
And that I shared with Kate. She's not really actively using it.
Something, my little guy is named Bodie.
Mm-hmm.
And Bodie said something inspiring the other day. I took a screenshot of it.
Yes, Bodie.
I was like, oh, that's so kind. Shoot. Oh, you can get through this.
Oh, isn't that the best? You can get through this.
Like, thank you.
Daisy, my little girl's name is Daisy. Well, I guess she's a teen now, so not quite so little anymore. But she likes to say, like, I'm feeling loved. Are you?
Oh, gosh.
Look how cute she is. I really decked her out.
Well, she looks like she's ready to après ski.
I just bought a flight to Sydney, Australia for her.
Oh, for her?
Yeah.
So you're such a good mother.
Her next adventure, it was only 200 rainbow stones, so a steal.
Love.
But you get to, like, add new goals or, like, make goals, whatever you want them to be each week.
What are your goals?
You to. Oh, well, let's see. All my goals right now are... So something I don't know if you knew that French offered is they have, like, a breathwork exercise.
Mm. It's so funny because when I was singing Dictator her songs tonight, she goes, can we take a deep breath together? I was like, oh, my God.
She is so wise.
I'm just so in tune.
One of the things she said tonight, too, was, I'm having big feelings.
Yeah, yeah. She's like,
well,
when I was
babysitting, I'm going to start bringing that into my daily life. I'm having big feelings. Last week when I was babysitting, she was really, really sad because her mom and dad weren't there. And she was like bawling, crying. And I said that to her a lot. I was like, let's take some deep breaths. And then I took a lot of deep breaths with her. So maybe she learned that from me.
Yeah, that's good. Because I couldn't tell you the last time I wasn't here to put her down. Before that, I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
But I will say, like, when she was crying, she started crying, she went right into my lap, and I've just, like, never felt more joy in my life. She knows me.
The faith. The faith.
Here are my goals for the day. So, that's breath work. You can do it, and it'll, like, vibrate your phone, and it will lead you through box breathing.
Well, I love that.
Slay. Drink water, wash my face, get out of bed. And I actually really mean that one, like, make my bed. Do one thing that makes me happy, take a stretch break, journaling, read for 15 minutes every day, write down my goals in the morning, meditate. And I have this new one that's look in the mirror, and they have this, like, affirmations. Like, I'm the best there ever was.
I love that.
And then
you wake up in the morning and you pay us excellent.
Should I change it to be that?
Yes.
And then one that I added to, you know, obviously it's Monday. They had this prompt that said literally survive the day.
Literally, so that's all we're doing is surviving.
I added that one and I will be checking it off right before I put my phone down for the night.
Love.
So yeah, check out Finch. It's actually so fun. I'm trying to, like, scroll less, but here's the thing about being on social media less is, like, what are you gonna fill your time with then? You know what I mean? That's the problem. It's like people,
that's
without TikTok, people go to Instagram. Without Instagram, people go to, like, YouTube. I have a friend who is not on Instagram or YouTube, so he said he goes on Facebook Reels. Did you know that was even a thing?
No.
So, you know, like, you'll find something.
Probably go on Reddit. I feel like our little brother's on Reddit a lot.
Yeah, but, like, what do you do on Reddit?
Not, like, the dark side of Reddit. I mean, like, a lot of people will write in there kind of, like, a Google way, because there are a lot of forums.
Yeah, it's, I actually, like, trust Reddit.
Yeah.
Like, 90%
implicitly. It's like a peer-reviewed article.
Yeah, basically, well.
It's like, hey, like, did you try this, and what was your opinion on it? Kind of like a Yelp.
Yes.
Type
yes,
thing. You're like a trip advisor.
Yes.
But just for life.
And then people can, like, add comments. If one person puts one thing and it's wrong, they can be like, this is wrong. But, so yeah, obviously Reddit is not always correct, but I find that a lot of the times I will go to Reddit for, like, things I'm, like, looking for from, like, peers. Like, actually, I mean, speaking of severance, last week, my friend was in town. We weren't sure if, like, it was going to drop on Thursday night or Friday, because on Apple, it says it comes out on Fridays, but it actually drops every Thursday night at 9 p.m.
It's kind of like, wasn't, who was doing that? Love Island? It's coming out at like 9:39.
I don't.
Instead of midnight.
I just like don't understand why they don't just tell us, oh, it comes out.
Yeah.
On Thursday. And you know who was wrong are the articles that came up when I Googled it. And you know who was right? Reddit. Oh. So.
They know.
But
they know the tea.
Anyway, so if you're also trying to reduce your scroll time, I recommend Finch. And I recommend the New York Times Games.
Love.
But if you're also not trying to decrease your scroll time, all the power to you. Enjoy it.
I really, that's the thing with TikTok though, like I really do learn so much.
I know, you can learn so much on TikTok, but I hear that it's not the same.
It's not the same.
What's changed?
I feel like my algo is so...
Something like vibrating.
Sick and twisted!
Like something like vibrating in your bed.
I don't think so.
Okay.
What's it feel like?
Like someone's phone is ringing. But no, not anymore.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, sorry, I interrupt you.
Okay.
What is your algo now?
I feel like my algorithm is literally all politics.
Ugh.
Which I don't like. I know some people like it. Okay. I don't like it because TikTok is my escapism.
Right.
I'm trying to watch stuff like Carmen in the Garden, if you guys know who I'm talking about. Or like Wishbone Kitchen, mm-hmm. like content like that. Like that's why I'm going online. I specifically don't watch the news because like I don't want to see that kind of stuff.
Right.
My work is literally filled with people experiencing the worst day of their life. Like I don't need to be scrolling on my phone hearing about like how horrible the world is. We have to exist in it, and I think it's important to be informed, of course.
I
think that there's a lot of misinformation and people not even giving, like, there's, like, a lot of misinformation on TikTok and, like, fear-mongering and stuff. Okay, sorry, you guys. We're going to go back to, like, lightheartedness now. But you just have to you have to listen with a critical ear with anything. Like, with anything, the burden is on the people to find the truth at the end of the day. You can't believe everything you see anywhere, I guess, is all I'm saying. But there are some people who give it to you straight. Like, there's this girl. I think her username is Jordan is my lawyer. And she does give, like, legit, she's a lawyer, obviously, and she gives, like, legit, unbiased facts. And she's a good follow. I really like her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this reminds me, I read this book for my book club last month, and it is called Why We're Polarized by Ezra Klein. And if you know that name, you know a little bit about Ezra. But he wrote this after the 2016 election. And it's really just, like, him basically trying to figure out, like, why the country has become so polarized. And one of the things that he calls out in a book is that studies show that people who are, like, tend to, like, read the news more and are more informed are actually, like, less likely to have, like, a fuller understanding of the political climate.
Oh, interesting.
And that's how bad it is.
Yeah.
And the reason...
I could see that.
But the reason is largely because of, like, a confirmation bias.
Right.
So, like, you... Of course, like, there are outlets that are more swayed one way or the other. And it is, like, if you believe something to be true and you will, like, automatically always be looking for signs that it's the truth and tend to, like, ignore things that are outside of what you already think is the right thing.
Right.
And that's like a normal, that's literally like if you've ever done like an unconscious bias training, then that's like what they're trying to make you aware of is it's not like if you walk around the world and you think like to think that you,
hold on.
Okay. Well, Kate had to do a little mothering, but while you were away, I pulled up the, actual excerpt from the book. It says, over the past decade, the dreams of democratic theorists everywhere actually came true. The internet made information abundant. The rise of online news gave Americans access to more information, vastly more information, orders of magnitude more information than they had ever had before. And yet surveys showed we weren't, on average, any more politically informed, nor were any more involved. Voter participation didn't show a boost from the democratization of political information. So essentially, like, I think that he's really pointing out, like, political media. So talking about the last thing I'll say, but, like, one of the big takeaways from this book that I think Kate was also getting at with her TikTok discussion and just information you get online is unconscious bias is real, and if you think you don't have it, then you're wrong.
Totally.
We all have it. So one of the, like, Ezra Klein offers, like, really no real ways to, like, fix anything, but except he does, like, call, actually, which I really liked. He calls everyone to practice more mindfulness, so that if you find yourself in a situation where you're consuming content, just be mindful. What's the platform you're getting it from? How much information is actually legitimate that you are consuming? XYZ. So you're not just kind of like, oh, this person said this, it must be true.
And this is,
and
this,
like, even if you're like,
completely agree, and you have to be, this is so important when you're listening to people who, like, their background is not in politics, like being a lawyer, anything like that.
He literally is like, and I think when he says mindfulness, he means in that sense too, but he also, like, mindfulness, like, starts a lot of the times with, like, meditation work. So I thought it was interesting that he was like, I
like, is this just an echo chamber and you're just like, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way.
So just trying to, like, you know,
watch
yourself.
That's, like, a lot of a part of my problem with the whole influencers need to be speaking out more. Like, I just really urge you to maybe find other sources then. Like, I don't think that they're wrong for speaking out that they when what they believe in, but I do think that the burden is on the people, the viewer, to make sure that they're still, like, listening with a critical ear and fact-checking and all
and
that
stuff. Forming your own opinions. Just because the influencer you follow thinks something's the right thing to do doesn't mean it should be what you think.
100%.
Your own person. 100%. So anyway, how did we get here?
I know. Let's talk about Real Housewives. Line her up.
So it's only Monday because I am going out of town next on Thursday. So Kate was kind enough to record early, but we have, like...
Oh, from Baby Bodhi, thinking of you. That's so sweet. Oh! That is so
sweet. Is it a boy or a girl?
I don't know. Bodhi's kind of, like...
I kind of like the, like, ambiguity. Yeah. They're so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't have any Real Housewives to talk about, but I forgot to talk about Real Housewives of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, because I filled you in on the kind of the darkness of the season finale,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So
yes.
They had the reunion, mm-hmm. which was crazy, and we didn't even get to talking about the darkness.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So it also came out that Brynn had said on the show that Jessel had said that the love of her life was actually this other guy and not her husband.
Jessel said this?
That's what Brynn said.
Okay.
But.
So it's father.
That was a lie. They were talking about their.
Why are they lying about each
they
other?
They were talking about their craziest hookup. And Jessel was like, you literally just flat out lied about that. And I had to sit there and watch that with my husband. His parents had to watch that. Our friends had to watch that.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Like, the baby voice I can't do.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and she's like, I'm sorry. And Jess was like, no. Like, F you. Like, how dare you? And then also I have a problem with Sai and Aaron. Because they also co-signed that. And neither of them spoke up to be like, no. That's not actually what the conversation was. We were talking about our craziest hookup. We were talking about the loves of our lives. Shady. I also have a problem with you guys. I'm gonna give a really hot take right now. Unless somebody is living their life pretending like they did not have any work done and they very obviously had work done, I don't think it is anybody's place to ask what work you've had done. I would never ask a girlfriend what work she's had done.
I will say this, one time someone asked me if I had lip filler done, and I've literally, no one has ever, like, complimented me in a better way. I'm like, no, actually, but thank you for thinking that.
But, like, to me, I feel like that, okay, like, I would hope that they, like, really didn't think that you had lip filler and they were just, like, complimenting you. Because, like, to me, that is just not an appropriate question.
Yeah, like, I do remember people used to ask me if, like, back when I did dye my hair, I don't anymore, but back when I did, I used to hate it when people asked me if I dyed my hair. I'd be like, okay, can we not talk about it?
So the situation was Andy didn't ask any of the other women except for Jessel. Was like, so what have you had done? Like, pressing. And she was like, what? Like, was that, like, an ogre last season? And, like, she was beautiful. Like, she doesn't look that different. Like, she's had Botox, which Botox does not change how you look.
I feel like Botox doesn't even count.
Botox just paralyzes your face.
Botox doesn't count.
Filler can alter how you look.
Yeah, I also don't like that question from Andy in
from
particular.
A man.
Like, no.
No.
Not cool.
And to only ask her, and all the other women were like, yeah, what have you had done? As if all of those women haven't had something done. Like, please. And I just think it's like, why are we doing this? Like, everybody is doing little tweaks. We're all trying to preserve our youth in one way or another. I just think it's an inappropriate question. And I think it should be filed under HIPAA. Like, that is medical information. And she's like, oh, and they're like, oh, in her teeth?
My and gosh. She's
like, yeah, I had veneers.
What about, like, her heart and soul?
Like, okay, are you going to ask me if I had braces? Like, yeah, I had braces, you know? Like, it's, yeah, exactly. It's like, why does that matter? It's not like she's out here. It's not like she completely changed her face and is walking around like she didn't do anything. Like, she pretty much looks the same. She just looks elevated. And that's what we all want.
I will say,
everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing the exact same thing of, like, Botox. Like, everybody in New York, I'm saying, again, like, I don't know, you know?
Like, I understand.
Every housewife is doing the same thing.
I understand it being, like, a thing to keep personal. But on the same token, it's like, if you got work done, like, rock it, girl. Like, there's no shame to be had with being,
like,
I got work
done. No, and I don't even think she was shamed. But, like, the way, the questioning, he was like, okay, and. Like,
so annoying.
Like, as if she was lying. And, like, it was just because it was just her.
Yeah.
Like, why are you singling her,
like, picking
out?
Her? Why does Jessel always get the short end of the stick?
It's because they have
but
nothing.
It seems like she's, like, the best of them.
Yeah, they have nothing bad else to say about her, so that's what they have to dig into.
And that's not even a bad thing to say about someone. Like,
no.
Why does it matter if someone gets work done? I don't remember it harming anyone else.
If
it's her body.
The worst thing you have to say about me is that I am so beautiful, you cannot accept that, like, it's
that's
just
natural.
Botox and filler. Like,
that's your problem. I don't like that.
Yeah, but. So very icky. And then there's also such an awkward. So Jenna wore a Balenciaga robe as her dress, which is, like, kind of iconic. Like, I got the vision because she's, like, last year she wore jeans. Like, that. It's just, like, her thing.
Yeah,
and Andy was
this.
Like, oh, can
Sounds
I have
like
your,
a sleigh.
Can I have the robe for, like, BravoCon or Clubhouse or something? She's like, oh, no, I'm returning it. It was, like, $1,800. I'm not keeping this.
Oh, my God.
And then Brink goes, mine was $7,000, and I paid for it. And it's just, like, and I always think it's so funny because, like, I relate to Jenna. Because, like, that would be a poor investment to pay $1,800 for a robe. It would be a poor investment to pay $7,000 for a dress. Like, why are you paying $7,000 for a dress? Even if you can't afford it. Like, I feel like that's a crazy amount unless it's for your wedding.
Yeah, I want to try to find it.
Can you see the cast photo? Right there. See how she's wearing a robe?
I think that's the jeans. Oh, here? Oh.
She's wearing a robe and then, like, a hair. She's wearing a towel.
And the sunglasses. That's iconic.
And he made her take off her sunglasses, and I don't even think she really had any eye makeup on, and she looked stunning.
Love that for her.
She looked so good.
I don't like Erin's dress.
Well, she's pregnant.
Oh.
But.
I take it back.
It didn't fit. It didn't fit great.
It's just, like, shiny.
Yeah.
Not my style.
It's just, like, all sequins. But,
Who's that?
That's Raquel. She's, like, very arts. She's, like, very big in the art scene, art collector
world. I love her
world.
Dress.
Yeah, she's so beautiful. Uba has so much
stunning.
Grace.
Wow, Jenna, this is, like, actually iconic. I'm going to wear a robe to the next wedding I have to go to.
Yeah, literally. So, yeah, that's all I have to say about Real Housewives of New York. And then, but the best part was at the end, Jenna finally stood up to Brynn. And it was just like finally you're telling her she's wrong.
Wait, wrong about the situation?
About what she did to Jessel.
Mm-hmm.
Lying, saying that she said that some other guy was the love of her life and not her husband. She's like, that is just so wrong. And, like, stop making excuses. Like, Brynn was trying to make excuses for it and, like, spin it. And she's like, stop. Like, stop what you're doing. Like, just apologize. Like, I just can't believe that you would do that on
TV.
Yeah. Just stop.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad she said that.
And so Sai was like, what do you do for a job? And Brynn was like, I do your job. Like, she know. Like, I think... Allegedly, you guys, don't quote me on this, but I really think that Brynn has a little bit of an Anna Delvey undertone going on.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I mean, I haven't watched the season. I watched season one.
So. I don't know. I hope not. I hope that she's legit.
Even if she's not, like, honestly, Slay, she made it on here.
Truly.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect the hustle.
And, like, that's how I felt about Anna Delvey. I was like, you know what? Scamming your way, like scamming all these men. I don't know how she got on Dancing with the Stars, but you know.
Well, she's on Roni.
No, I mean Anna
Delvey. Oh, Anna Delvey. Oh, it's like Brynn.
Anna Delvey should be deported. I don't know how she's still in the United States, I guess, but.
I don't know the answers to such things.
I know.
But, I'm trying to think if I have anything else to say, but. No, because I haven't watched anything between now and last night.
Yeah.
Oh, did you happen to get caught up on Traitors?
Oh, no. Sorry.
It's okay.
Anything happen that you want to talk about?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for
you. Well, I know Wes left, and I know...
Oh, okay.
Nikki left.
Yep.
All the good people are leaving.
I think... You know what I find to be really entertaining is to be seeing Tom Sandoval... on this show and like how the other castmates treat him.
Oh, how he's like literally detoxing in real time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I'm just kidding.
But
Chriselle,
like, is she actually was cracking me up at like the first round table. You probably watched this. At the first round table, she's like the only person who votes for Tom, and she's like, I'm gonna vote for Tom because I just like feel like someone like you has what it takes to be a traitor. I was like Chriselle standing with the sisterhood.
She hates him.
I want to say though, speaking of beautiful women, Chriselle looks amazing. Yes. She looks stunning.
She's stunning. Love her.
Other things, I personally feel like I want Rob off just because I don't know if I should feel that way because the other two traitors, I can't even remember their names.
So I've seen a lot of discourse about this because people are like, without the gamers, like nothing gets done. And so like, I do get it.
I mean, Rob definitely spiced it up with getting Bob the Drag Queen off. That was like so spicy. I loved it. But I just think that the other two women, I can't tell.
Carolyn and Danielle.
Yes, Carolyn and Danielle. I can't tell if they are like playing a part or if they're actually like.
I think weepy. It's probably a little bit of both.
Yeah. I feel like Carolyn is definitely playing a part. I think she's a gamer at heart.
I don't know about Danielle. She's from Survivor, right?
Yes, she's from Survivor. She's a gamer.
They're both from Survivor.
I think she's. Rob, sorry.
Boston Rob
and Carolyn are both from Survivor. She is clearly a gamer. I feel like she's like trying to play a part right now. Danielle, I think, is just like doing the best that she can. But like Carolyn, I feel like she has like crocodile tears. Like, sorry if that's not true, but I just feel like she's playing the game.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. It's good though. It's good TV for sure.
Only time will tell. Yeah.
Okay.
Should we do a couple AMAs?
Yeah.
Let's see. Have you done your Babu for the week already?
No, because I'm literally here.
Oh.
My Babu was to do nothing social today and tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, she did it.
This is social.
Very social, are you getting?
No,
social.
To not do something social.
So you failed your Babu.
I failed my Babu, wow. And it's night one.
I'm honored that you consider this a social hour.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with someone. That's social. But tomorrow, nothing. Because after that, there's something on Wednesday night. Then I have a flight on Thursday night. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday are just going to be like social. But here's the thing is like, what do you think about this? I listened to this podcast from the Happiness Lab, which I really like. I'm trying to like listen to their episodes more. And they basically said like her, the whole thing is like studies show essentially that you don't actually know what makes you the happiest. Like your brain basically like tries to lead you to like what's most comfortable in life, aka like probably laying in bed all day. But that actually is like a sign of depression. So one of the things that one of the studies show that people who spend more time around other people are actually happier. And I'm just like, ugh. Like, it's so...
Miss Pat would hate us.
Me saying that, like, though, like, I am actually very social, but I just am like, I feel like sometimes you just need time to rest.
A social recharge. 100%. You're an extroverted introvert, and I'm an introverted extrovert.
But actually, studies show that extroverts are happier.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. And one of the studies was, like, you would think... People would probably ask, is this only true of extroverts? Or do introverts actually also enjoy more social time? And the introverts actually enjoyed it more, I think.
Oh, also, did you watch any of the Grammys last night?
No, but I got some good recaps. Okay, I will say, maybe this is a... I haven't seen what people are saying. But I really liked Taylor Swift's outfit. Like, is that controversial?
Oh, no, I think that's a fair... I thought
it was a sleigh.
Oh, you liked it or you didn't like it?
I liked it. I loved the red. And I think she had, like, a little chain down her leg. I thought that was so fun.
With a T.
Oh, I didn't see the T. I just saw that it was, like, a fun chain. It had a T on it. Do we think that's for Taylor or Travis?
Obviously, it's for Travis.
Oh. Okay. Oh, my God. Written...
Yeah, there's a lyric.
Oh, my God. I'm so slow.
He's, like, written what on my inner thigh. What if
written... Oh, no. It's... Mine on my upper thigh.
Yeah.
Only in my mind. But it was T, not mine. Wait.
Is it?
Whatever. Wait. I'm obsessed.
I think.
Oh, the red for the Chiefs. It's all coming together.
I get what you're saying. No, I liked it. But my thing is, I think she could have done better.
You
can always do better. I did like it. And I thought she looked gorgeous. And I think she felt gorgeous.
Yeah,
and
you can tell.
The most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think she felt hot, and like you're hot, like when I tell people, like when they're like, "Oh, what do I do?" Like, you know, to like get back, put on your hottest outfit. That doesn't mean like you're sexy. Like, what do you feel the best in? Yeah, and like you could just tell from like her pose. Like, she looks stunning.
She's stunning.
She's a gorgeous human being.
Okay, anything else in the Grammys, though? Love, so happy for Beyonce, long time coming.
Yes. Blue Ivy was so funny. She's like, stand up, mom. Like, stop embarrassing me. Stand up.
I'm obsessed with Blue Ivy.
Let's see.
Can't be easy to be Blue Ivy either, or Beyonce. I'm just saying.
Okay. Oh, I can't believe Billie Eilish didn't win anything. I feel like she put out a lot of good songs this year, or last year.
This year, yeah. She put out Hit Me Hard and Soft.
Yeah. Who else?
That actually does... Chappell Roan.
Kendrick Lamar won a lot, which she deserved.
Chappell Roan, Slay, really love her music. I will say, too, though, the Hit Me Hard and Soft, I wonder if it must have won something that was, like, off TV. I bet it did. There's no way it didn't win anything.
No, it didn't. It didn't win anything.
No, but there's awards that they don't show.
They said that she went home empty-handed.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah. A little...
I'm so surprised by that. I thought that they had great... I would have think that they would have won something for, like, production, because their production is, like, killer on that, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's just, like, her and her brother just bebopping around, right? No, hit after hit so after cool. hit.
I want my children to be them. Bebopping around and then, like, just become famous.
Truly. Like, will Dictator figure that out?
We have to just be able to, like... get her creativity juices flowing.
Honestly.
Wow, best traditional pop vocal album, Norah Jones. Slay Queen. Okay.
Wait until I start a song.
So good.
Don't know why. Okay. How did you teach, encourage independent play from the start? First is that you just gotta let them play in the little play gym and just like read a book next to them. Or you could just even hold a book and scroll with your phone behind the book and just let them know that you don't have to hold them every 5 minutes. They can play and reach for things and listen to Purple Monkey and the Bubblegum Tree. And then as they get older, you just continue to do that. And now, anytime I see Dictator playing independently, if there's anybody else in the room, I just say, like, do not disturb her. Just let her play.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how they foster imagination. Like, if I see her playing with her dolls and talking to her dolls and creating scenarios in her head, like, I don't interrupt her, even if it's lunchtime, anything like that. I just let her go.
Because she needs to become Billy one day.
We need Phineas and Billy up here winning Grammys. So you just have to start literally from birth and like leaving them for like 5-10 minutes, like not constantly entertaining them.
Mm.
And they will start to entertain themselves. And now she'll sit and she'll read like and things like that. And then that's, like, you can, like, all fold laundry while she's looking at books or while she's looking at stickers and things like that. And it just makes your life so much better.
Love it.
Tips for small space living with kids. We have a 3-bed apartment, but each needs an office. I don't know how many kids you have, but have them share. It'll be okay. They love it. I shared with all of my siblings. Like boys and girls shared, and it was totally fine. Loved it. And you could also put, like, if you have a younger child, you could put one of them in a slumber pod so that they like have a blackout shade, and they like, if it's a baby, like, they won't even know. And you could tell the older child, it's like mama and dada are watching them on the monitor. It's mama and dada's responsibility to come in and get them if they start to cry. So don't worry. Like, mama and dada will be right in here if they start to cry. Depending on how old they are. I don't know your age gaps. But also another alternative for an office is you could just put up bookcases to kind of make makeshift wall in the corner of a room. But I don't know if they need like an actual space. So, or you could also make, like, one of the rooms a combo office nursery so that they're still at night. At least they have their own room. But during the day, they could maybe nap somewhere else and then sleep at night in the office. There's nice. There's options, yeah. I know life never goes exactly how we plan it. But what do you envision for your next 5 years?
You oh.
First. Whoa. Love this question.
Okay. 5 years from now, I'll be 32.
What?
It's interesting because I think I'd be happy with a lot of different ways that my life would go in the next 5 years. And I think that, one reason why I'm comfortable with that answer is because because I haven't met, like, the person that I would like to marry yet. And maybe I won't meet them until I'm 32. So,
yeah.
I don't know. So, and that would be okay. So, I feel like that I might have a slightly different answer than that because I don't really believe in it being like, okay, I'm going to get married for sure. It's like, I'll get married when I meet the right person. I mean, I think that would be nice if that happened in the next 5 years, but if it doesn't, I'm actually so happy, so that's good too.
Yes, yeah, that's great.
But next 5 years, I would like to, I mean, I just swear I've thought about this, but I will like to, like, have I would like to become an even more, like, authentic version of myself in the next 5 years. I'm, like, working on that slowly. And I think that comes with, like, just, like, exploring things and, like, paying attention to what brings you joy. So I'll be happy in the next 5 years if I have, like, done that somehow. And I'd like to, like, build things off of that that are, like, kind of like the podcast.
Mm.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Have built something around that, whether it be like creating something or joining something or learning something new. And hopefully make more money than I do today. But if not, yeah. And that leads me to like a field that I like am really happy in, a job that makes me really happy, that's okay too. I don't know, like there, the thing about, I feel like the next 5 years thing is great if you like know you have like specific goals that you want to achieve.
Totally.
Amazing. I really don't. I should probably have some specific goals I want to achieve.
I don't think you have to have specific. 5 years is a long time, especially when you're so young. Like, that's like a quarter of your life at this point.
But the problem with it, my critique of myself that I'm working on, is it's hard to know. It's hard to achieve something if you don't know what it is that you want to achieve.
Yeah.
So
there's still a lot up in the air.
Yeah. Like, I know that, like, I want to, by the time I'm 40, have had children. So that would be the next 23 years. Sorry. 13 years.
Are we okay?
I don't know.
Are we aging in reverse?
I was just, like, thinking two things at the same time, and so I got my math wrong. 13 years. So that's, like, different, but I don't know. So horrible answer from your girl, but that's all I got. In the next 5 years, continue to foster my own happiness and the happiness of people around me.
Yeah, that's great.
What's yours?
Mine would definitely be to get more involved, volunteering, get my service up. I want to continue to just make sure that my kids are happy and healthy. Obviously, that's my number one. And then number two, keeping myself healthy and happy. And I definitely want to travel a lot.
For sure.
Travel, that's a good to one. New places. I try to go to 2 new places every year, which I know is not always realistic, especially
weddings.
With weddings. Well, we are going to a new place. The place we're going in, Arkansas. That's a new place.
I think I've actually been there before.
Oh, really?
Tommy had a football game there once that I went to.
Oh, maybe then I've been there too. I mean, I have been to the state of Arkansas, but I'm just saying, like, specifically that place.
I haven't been to that art museum, so I'm very excited for that, where the wedding is taking place.
Oh, so you haven't been to that one specific museum?
No, it's fun to go to a new place.
Yeah. The train trip will be fun. We're taking a train to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm,
that'll be fun. One.
Okay,
I'm staying on task.
Wait. Before, let's get off task for 1 second.
Okay.
I wanted to share this because my dear friend Maura and some of her friends in Denver did like a 2025 bingo.
Oh, I love that.
You want to hear it?
Sure.
Because I think that this sounds like some of the things that like you want to achieve. And I'm going to make like a bingo and like cross it off.
Okay.
Here we go. CPR AED certified. I already talked to you about that.
I need to do my renewal anyway.
Yeah. Now that I talked about it with Maura like once when I was in Colorado, and it just reminded me, like, now I'm like walking around the street and I'm like, oh my gosh, what if someone like dropped right now? I'd have no idea what to do.
No,
you would. I mean, I kind of know a little bit. Like, you just kind of like pound on the chest as hard as you can.
Well, first of all, you call 911 and they'll walk you through it.
But still, it'd be nice to.
Okay. Let's quickly I'm just going to tell the people. Okay. If you come across somebody on the streets of New York that has passed out,
call 911.
You're, like, genuinely concerned. Obviously, the first thing that you're going to do is call 911, then you're going to check for a pulse. If you don't feel a pulse, then you're going to immediately start CPR. And CPR, you're going to go between the nips on the sternum.
You, like, pound, right?
You need to pound. Like, you need to break their ribs. And it's much better to break their ribs than let them die. So they'll heal from broken ribs or broken sternum.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be like, bump, 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 bump. Like that's the beat. So like think like 100 times a minute.
Ha ha.
And you need to start like directing you in the red shirt, go to that store and see if they have an AED. You. If like you couldn't call 911, you in the green shirt, call 911. And the 911 response is very quick in New York. So by the time, you know, and like you, it's very, very, very tiring to do CPR.
Just switch off with people.
So you round up as many people as you can. And every 2 minutes you do a pulse check. But also, like, you want to get the AED strapped on them too, and that can also detect the rhythm.
I just also think that if you've been through a training, though, hopefully, like, in this, like, adrenaline
moment, it would,
like, help you to be not, like, freak out.
To have, like, a little bit numb knowledge.
Yeah.
But it's a scary thing if you haven't, and just know that, like, if you freeze, that's totally okay, because I've done this, like, IRL too many times, so it's easy for me to say.
Yeah. Anyways. But thank you for that. Okay. Next thing is, I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's called becoming mental health certified.
Oh, no.
So, it's kind of, like, essentially you can get certified in, like, if you were to, like, encounter someone who was going through, like, a crisis. Mental health crisis, to, like, be in that situation, have, like, some tools to help them, which I think is really a cool...
Yeah, that is nice.
Cool thing.
Yeah, I took a therapeutic communication class in nursing school.
I wish I had taken that. That's cool. So, in course, check.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Learn a song on my viola, which I already told the people I had mom shit. Merch launch. It's coming, people. Tennis lessons. I did that last year. I want to do it again.
Love.
Interview for a job I'm interested in.
Love.
Solo trip. It's Spencer.
That's a good one.
Hey, Spencer.
Can I get you guys anything? Not coffee. Seltzer water. Water. Right. Gatorade.
Did you win your basketball game? Oh, no.
You have a phenomenon that I was not aware of that I Googled while I was on the bench because I haven't worked out hard, and I don't mean to interrupt your podcast. I didn't know that if you don't work out hard for long enough, I guess, that it works. Kate would know this because she's a nurse. I started tasting, like, blood in my mouth. I had no idea.
Like copper?
Like copper. Because it's supposedly, like, your lungs, sacs fill up with blood because, like, you haven't...
Yeah.
Just shows how inactive I've been, which is not good.
So you're pushing yourself. We're
you
learning
guys,
new things.
You guys okay? How do you do?
I think we're good. You want anything, Kate?
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
Did it go down okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Well, let me know if you need anything. I'll just get out
there. Thanks.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I want to get a cozy chair nook in my room. That's really important to me. See an off-Broadway show. Go hiking upstate. Water ski and cardio tennis when we're in Leland. Go on a date at Ornithology Jazz Bar.
Ooh.
Go to Blue Note Jazz Club. Go to Don NG. That's been on my list for.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of Spencer today, he was like, oh, I have a Don NG reservation at 5:30. Do you want to go? And then he tried to be like all sly and unsend the text. And he was like, oh, just kidding. But I'd already seen it because I'm like chronically on my phone. And I was like, LOL. And he's like, well, I forgot I had basketball. It's like, I can't, like, watch the girls. But, like, if you want to go, you can go, and I can cancel basketball. I was like, it's fine.
Okay, well, just keep your ear to the ground, because it's on my list for this year.
Okay.
Take a walk through Central Park. Go to the orchestra. Take Dictator out for an auntie date. Not to do that with Czar, but we'll do that when she's older.
Yeah.
Go to the Frick. It's opening mid-April, everyone. Visit the Cotswolds, go to an author's book launch, read a work at the Literary Salon, meet with a fashion consultant. I still haven't done that.
Ooh.
And take a self-defense course. So if that inspires anyone, just, yeah.
Love all those. Let's report back at the end of the year.
Yep.
But okay. You hit.
Wait, should we do another question?
Okay, let's do the last. This is going to be your last question.
Okay.
What are little things you do to fill your cup every day?
Oh, good question. Well, I already read my Finch list.
Yeah, that's a good way to fill your cup. The things that I do to fill my cup are just mindlessly scrolling and watching Real Housewives at the end of the day. That's how I fill my cup. Sorry if you judge and you don't like it. That's what makes me happy.
I love that.
Brain rot.
Ways that I fill my cup would be, especially throughout the day, I would say... I like to, like, listen to podcasts that, like, are intellectually stimulating and podcasts that aren't. I like to read. That fills my cup.
Mm-hmm.
I like to, like, try to, like, be kind to someone at work. That fills my cup.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And I'd like to try to go outside every day. I know that sounds crazy, but when you work from home, like, most of the days, like I do,
such you a have good to... One. Getting outside is such a good one.
Getting outside.
Yeah.
For some sunlight and some fresh air. So, yeah, I think those are some good ways. I will say, like, similar to yours, I love to do all those things, but one of, like, the joys of my life is, like, it's bedtime. You're getting in bed. You're watching a show.
Yeah.
Mind truly. Off. Show on. Like, so spice good. Up life right there. So that yeah. also fills my cup.
Even better if you have, like, you want to eat in bed. Like, I love eating in bed. And if you want to hate on me, I don't care because you're never going to be my bed. So, like, don't worry about it. Like, I'll like, be fine.
A bowl of cereal in bed.
In bed. Oh, so good.
The spice of life. Are you kidding?
So good. So, my favorite expression of free will.
It's the best. I love just being like, you know, like, I know that, like, this is not what the prim and proper thing would be, but
I know I that I would have gotten in trouble with this growing up, and it just makes me even happier.
You used
to... I used to just, like...
Case, like, hide...
Like a squirrel.
Chips beneath her bed.
Chips, like a peanut butter and honey sandwich. It's because I was playing soccer, burning 2,000 calories of practice, and mom wouldn't feed me enough.
Hungry growing girl.
Truly.
Okay, before Baboos, instead of happiest news, I have a poem to read today.
Okay.
It's another Mary Oliver poem, which, you know, she's my girl. Yes. I know you guys have heard me read a couple, and I'm going to read another one. I got it from her, book that I would really recommend getting. It's just a book of poetry, and it's called, something like The Morning. Oh gosh, it's like, it won a... I think might have won a Pulitzer Prize, low-key. But it's like One Beautiful Morning or something like that. But the poem is called Poem of the One World. And here we go. This morning, a beautiful white heron was floating along above the water. And then into the sky of this, the one world we all belong to. Where everything sooner or later is part of everything else, which thought made me feel for a little while quite beautiful myself.
Oh, gorgeous.
The end.
Love that.
Babu? I mean, does it count?
Because we just did it yesterday.
Well, think about everything you have to do this week. What will you need to do for yourself after you do all those things?
Oh my gosh, this week I'm just going to survive because I'm working 2 days and then Spencer's gone because he's going to the Super Bowl.
Oh!
So.
Dang.
Yeah.
Living his best life.
Good for him. Just going to survive. I know my friend always says, when I come back in this my second life, I'm going to come back as Spencer.
Literally.
And I agree.
Okay, it's called A Thousand Mornings. Sorry, I knew everyone was chomping at the bit.
Yes, thank you for clarifying. It's your Babu.
So you're going to survive. Okay, love it, love it, love it. You should add that to your Finch goals. Survive the day. My Babu, I think, should be to rest next week because I think I'm going to have a really fun weekend, but it will be tiring. So, to rest and be happy and rest. And then one more week after that, and then we're going to Florida!
Thank God. I need some warmth.
It's one hell of a trip.
I need warmth. I need Cheesecake Factory.
Florida.
I need, like, some elderly people honking at me while I drive. Like, I need to be in the warmth.
I am so excited. Taking the whole week off work. Because remember last year,
yeah.
I, like, had to work,
no
and
fun.
It was, like, stressful that week. Oh, my God. I made a promise to myself. I'm taking the whole week off. I'm going to leave my computer at home.
Love.
And son, and I don't have any children.
Yeah.
But my nieces and nephews are going to be there.
So blessed.
I'm just, hashtag blessed. So, cannot wait. Literally counting down the days. But I don't want to wish time away, but.
I know. We're going to live each moment, but also.
Last thing I'll say, because this is our podcast and we can say whatever we want.
Clearly, this is probably going to be like our craziest podcast.
This one went all over
the place. Are we getting it canceled?
Is anyone still listening?
Yeah.
I was just walking down the street the other day and I was thinking, everyone makes a big deal about how February is such a short month, but it's literally only 2 days shorter than all the other months. but like everyone's like, it's so short.
And some years it's only one day shorter.
I know. I'm like, why does everyone, is this has to be like a psychological phenomenon, because everyone's always like, February is so short. And I was just like, it's literally not that short. It's like 2 days, sometimes one day shorter than the rest of the month. Like,
it's
what?
My birth month.
Like January, like, get this, like, this is hard to conceptualize, but February is only 3 days shorter than January. Just like, let that sink in. Yeah. It's only 3 days shorter. It's just the power of the human mind right there.
So true.
All right, guys, have a great week. Enjoy your February.
Monday reset.
Let's go.